The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Healthy Lifestyle with Lori Ann is brought to you by Northwell Health. Visit them online at northwell.edu. Well, welcome to Healthy Lifestyle. I'm Lori Ann. Here at Healthy Lifestyle, we are here to inspire, educate, and empower you to fulfill a healthy emotional, spiritual, and physical life so you can feel empowered to live the life you have always wanted and dreamed. And we should definitely lift each other up with positivity and supportive. Those are the things that we look to do. Today, we have our great producer on, Michael Scudero. He is the host of Yapping Yankees. And if anybody knows anything about me, I am a Yankee fan. I actually have these really cool shoes. I have to post a picture of them, Michael. But welcome to the show, Michael. How are you?
Thank you, Lorianne. I'm good. It's a little jarring to be a guest on the show while I'm also multitasking with the board back here, but a welcome surprise, and I'm very glad to actually be a guest on the show after producing you for the last year and a half.
Oh my gosh, and you're so wonderful, and thank you for producing us. I can't believe it's been a year and a half. That's amazing.
The time flies.
It really does, and you make it easy. You're really good. You're really good at what you do in the engineering booth. I love what you do, and you make it look so simple, and I know it's not. There's a lot of stuff to do, and you just keep everything so smooth, and you're very, very calm. So you're a very nice calming influence whenever we're doing our shows, even when we have our wacky group, the N2s. they're really nuts when we have our food and everything like that. The only good thing is we make sure we always feed you.
There you go. And since I'm Italian, that's very important, you know?
Yes, it is. Well, sharing food is important. We ended up sharing my whole birthday party with anybody and everybody in the airport as well. So,
yep.
So
made my delicious cold cut little sandwiches between the two pieces of bread. It was delicious.
Oh my gosh, yes. You were so cute. I loved it. That was great. So, host of Yapping Yankees. First, I just want to, you know, I want to get into this podcast that you do. But more importantly, how'd you get into sports? Like, when did this happen? Were you young? Were you more of an adult, the age that you are now? Or
I actually have a very surprising start to my story as a sports fan. Believe it or not, for like the first half, give or take the first half of my life, I actually despised sports.
Okay.
I hated them.
Why?
I just thought they were stupid. Like,
okay.
I didn't see the point in them, which, given how big of a sports fan I turned out to be, is just completely outrageous. I can't believe there actually was a time in my life that I hated sports.
Wow.
It's like, it's unimaginable for me, but it's true. I hated sports. But I always still saw it on the television frequently, especially when we went to go visit my grandparents a lot.
Right.
My grandfather, who's since passed away about 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine. Thank you. He was a diehard Mets fan.
Oh.
And before that, was a Brooklyn Dodgers fan.
Of course.
So,
makes sense.
Anything but Yankees. So,
any Dodger fan would be anything but Yankees.
Exactly.
Yes,
and
yes.
Even the New York Giants from back then, too. Most of them went to the Mets side when they came around. And
gotcha. That's
cool. But so my grandfather frequently, whenever we went to go see him, and my grandmother, who's still alive, but she has no use for sports, but when he was around, he used to always have the Mets on.
Okay.
In my childhood. And I used to watch it with him even when I didn't like it, because it was what was on the television. So I've seen baseball for most of my life, even though when my grandfather used to have it on the television when we went to go visit them, I wasn't a big fan of it. But as the years went on, I actually was also taken to baseball games with my dad and my grandfather. My grandfather was my dad's father, so
okay.
In the family, in the same side of the family.
Gotcha.
My dad used to get season tickets for the Mets in his company. So he used to take me to Met games when I was very young with my grandfather, and I didn't like it. Went to Shea Stadium a bunch of times, and I wasn't into it. Apparently, as a little kid, my dad used to always tell me that I wanted to leave by, like, the fourth inning.
Okay.
Even if we used to have seats in foul territory right above the dugout, I wanted to leave in, like, the fifth inning.
Oh, my gosh.
My dad wanted to rip my hair out, rightfully so. So he tried to do different things to, you know, invite my friends to maybe make it an even funnier experience for me, like, just try to have more fun. But I just wasn't into it. So more years passed, and when I was about 10 years old, it was like 2007, like the end of 2007.
Gotcha.
My dad gets offered two Yankee tickets. I had never been to Yankee Stadium at the time, and this was the second to last year that the old stadium was up.
Oh, sure. Yeah, so, I was in the old stadium and the new stadium. I love it.
So I did get to see the old stadium at the very end of its time. So my dad took the tickets. He was like, oh, well, I guess I'll ask Michael to go, see if anything changes after, because a few years passed since he took me to that last Met game, because eventually he just gave up. So when he got the two Yankee tickets, he was like, all right, let's take a chance. So we went to Yankee Stadium, the old one, at the end of 2007. And I remember feeling this way, but my dad has an even funnier description of it. But when we walked into Yankee Stadium, the old one, it was as if I walked through the gates of heaven. Like, oh. I was just taken aback by it so much. I couldn't believe what was in front of me.
What part? Was it that entrance with all the pictures all the way down the side?
Yeah, just like...
It's
just
breathtaking, like, right?
Exactly. Yeah. The look of the stadium, the style of the stadium, the history. It's like you can feel the history of like the last 80 to 90 years when you walked into that stadium.
Right?
Even though it was renovated in the 70s, it was changed somewhat. But still, you felt all the history of the Yankees nonetheless. And from that day forward, I just became a baseball fan, started to watch it in the later part of 2007 into 2008. I was a fan all throughout 2008. And then when the Yankees won in 2009, I exploded as a Yankee fan. I was already a big fan before that, but then went full on diehard at that point. And that was about 12, 13 years ago, and the rest is history.
Wow. That's really a great story. Did you go to the place where they have all the, I can't think of the
Monument Park?
The Monument Park. Did you go there?
I did not.
And you haven't been there since?
No, I haven't.
Because they moved it over.
Yeah. It used to be in left center field in the old park, and in the new park, it's in right in center field. Dead center field.
Yes.
Yeah, I have not been in there yet, though. I've not taken that tour. I've got to get around to it.
You need to take the tour. It's just, you just get the chills. I know I did. And I'm not a huge sports buff, but I do love my Yankees. And I've just started acquiring the taste for football. So, and I've always loved the Jets. So I do follow them. I'm a diehard. I will root for any New York team if my Jet boys aren't getting their act together, which they haven't over the last few years, sadly.
Right.
But I think hopefully now we'll get a good coach in there that will help us out on that avenue. So
yeah, I like the new head coach.
Yeah,
I like him.
Yeah, I think we have a lot more promise. When the previous one came in, everybody was like, "Oh no."
Adam Gase. Yeah, not a fun time when he with those eyes in his first introductory press conference.
Oh my gosh! Right, just
that
amazing.
Was scary. That was scary.
Amazing. So you fell in love. And then how did Yapping Yankees come about?
So Yapping Yankees was an idea that I had that began to formulate in my mind in my last semester of college, which was the spring of 2019.
Okay.
It started to come into my head as an idea just to keep something up as far as content beyond college after
sure.
I was done.
Yep.
So in around January, maybe even December, at the very end of 2018, I just started to come up with the idea of having a Yankees podcast because I could do a podcast on any of the four sports, but baseball's my heart. The Yankees are my heart. That's number one for me, and that'll never change, no matter how much I love the other sports, too.
Yes.
So I wanted to do a Yankees podcast, and I knew that. And slowly over time throughout the spring semester, my final semester in college, I started to just put together like little ideas for the formatting of the show, started to brainstorm titles, maybe a logo even, tried to put some names together of people who I know are really good at putting logos together. And eventually just all the ideas slowly came together.
Right. As they do.
Yep. Over time, just as I wanted it to. So it was an idea that was fermenting in my head over the course of many months in my last semester. And then it came to the point that when I had graduated college, it was ready to take off by then. And a matter of maybe like 3 weeks after I graduated, it was already off the ground and episode one was already done.
Wow.
So I started it right away.
That's amazing. And I know like in the second half, I really want to talk more about topics and things that you're talking about during the show. But now you end up working here at JVC Broadcasting. You're one of their engineers. You do how many shows for them?
Oh, boy. Yours. I do the midday show, Your Island, with Tom Shalero.
Sure.
Love Tom. Yep.
Yeah.
I work with him. That's my main responsibility throughout every day because it's 5 days a week.
Right.
Do his show, your show, Will You Trust Me with Valerie Shivers, DDI on Autism. I used to do a show, Community Connection. I still do a show with Sarah Anker, the Senior Spotlight. I do it with Sarah Anker. Used to do Supervisor Spotlight with Angie Carpenter. Nonprofit, the Nonprofit Voice, that airs on Saturday as well.
Sure.
I used to do Ray Manzoni, Guaranteed Sold, but Ray is no longer with us.
Right,
so,
right.
A whole variety of shows.
Yeah.
When I first started here, I was responsible for at least 8 or 9 shows, and now it's around the same number with the exception of maybe 1 or 2 of them.
Gotcha,
So, yeah, a lot of shows.
And that's normal in radio, is that they move them in and out so that there's a continuum and lots of different topics so that people really continue to listen into the JVC system. So
yeah.
Michael John is really just so magnanimous when it comes to things like this. So.
Yeah, he does a great job with serving the community with a variety of shows that hit on just a ton of different topics.
Without a doubt. Now, you had 2 sports talk radio shows?
Yeah, in my days in college. And that's why, after I finished in college, I wanted to keep the content going with a podcast, the Yapping Yankees podcast. But while I was in college, I was doing content as well with 2 sports talk shows. One I did by myself. It was called All Things Sports, a 1-hour solo sports talk show live.
Wow.
So it was a lot of fun with maybe about 1 or 2 commercial breaks mixed in, but just straight talking, all the sports. I talked baseball, football, basketball, hockey. I even incorporated WWE because I'm a wrestling fan too.
Oh, cool. So, of course you are.
So I did that show and also
they'd snap you like a twig.
Hey, I was a black belt. I could fight.
No doubt.
But yeah, those guys in WWE.
You still are a black belt.
Those guys in WWE, they'd probably just throw me over the top rope. You're right.
Seriously.
So
after they stop laughing, going serious?
Yeah, exactly.
But and you did play-by-play broadcasting for Five Towns College, right?
Yeah, for their basketball games.
Yeah.
So my radio shows were on the radio station for Five Towns, which is called WFTU.
Yep.
So I did the 2 sports talk shows on WFTU, and I also broadcast the school's basketball games, the college basketball games, during the basketball season. I did play-by-play commentating and color commentating as well. And the second sports talk show that I actually did was also alongside one of my best of friends in my life, still to this day, that I met when I first started at Five Towns back in 2015. And he is the main manager of WFTU, was when I was there. I was his assistant manager, and he's still there. His name is Matt O'Leary. Matt's an awesome guy. We disagree on our sports teams on almost every sport, so that made for a very fun dynamic on our show.
Yeah.
So that was a 1-hour live sports talk show, too. And that was just exclusively New York sports, and it was a ton of fun. That was called Big Apple Banter.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so All Things Sports, my solo show, and Big Apple Banter, my show that I co-hosted with Matt, was a lot of fun. And we had an awesome dynamic between that show, me with my solo show, and also being the manager and assistant managers of the radio station there as well.
Just amazing. So you've been doing it for a long time, and when you're setting up your Yankees podcast, what topics did you want to cover? Like what was your goal?
So the goal was honestly to just talk about anything and everything going on with the Yankees at any given time, depending on the time of the year. Even during the off season, I always come up with topics to talk about when there's nothing going on, whether it's rumors or anything. I don't like to delve too deep into rumors. Because that'll just make you nuts, because a great many of them are not even going to happen.
Right.
So, but even during the off season, I come up with a variety of topics to talk about. Who you expect to have a great comeback next year, or what do you think they'll do with this department as far as the starting rotation or the bullpen? Who do you like out in the market? Just topics like that, or even talk about history, maybe.
Who's your favorite coach so far of the Yankees since you've been following them?
Like manager?
Yeah, manager.
In my time as a fan, definitely Joe Torre.
Yeah.
I love Joe Torre.
Yeah, he was so chill.
He was the manager when I was just becoming a baseball fan and became a diehard Yankee fan. That was the end of his time in 2007. And then Joe Girardi came in 2008, and his last season was 2017. I like Joe Girardi. He was fine. And Aaron Boone, it sort of depends on the day, but I like him. He's fine.
Okay.
And
who's your favorite player?
Of all time or right now?
We'll start with of all time.
Of all time is Derek Jeter, hands down. Love Jeter.
I do too.
And
Jeter?
And right now is Aaron Judge. Love Aaron Judge.
Oh my God. Isn't he amazing?
Yeah. He's just got to stay on the field more, because obviously he has his injury struggles, and The best kind of production is availability, just being there to be able to produce.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he's had his injury struggles since 2018. And if he stays in the field, his talent is unquestioned.
Yeah.
He's easily a top player in baseball.
Yeah.
So he's just got to stay on the field. But despite that, with his talent and also just his off the field decorum, how he just goes about himself, it's so Derek Jeter-esque, and I just love guys like that, with leveled heads, and they don't let the the craziness get to their heads, and they just get it done, and they have a really mature mindset off the field too. Yeah, I really like it,
without a doubt. Do you think, you know, the one thing I admired about Jeter, and this is one of the reasons why I really loved him. Well, he wasn't bad looking either, but that's besides the point. His family was always in the stadium. So yeah. I think that helped him keep level. And I seem to see a theme across sports. When mom and dad are involved, when family's involved, they do stay level-headed. You know, the big sports brothers, they were, same thing. Dad was in the stadium, in the stands, watching, making sure they didn't act the way they shouldn't act and things like that. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Almost any big game, that basically every big game that you see, there's at least one camera shot that pans to Jeter's parents when you talk about the days of Derek Jeter playing, whether it was him passing Lou Gehrig for the most hits in Yankee history of any Yankee, him getting his 3,000th hit, any World Series game.
Right.
So, I would agree with that. I definitely would. And it's important to have your family there to support you in your endeavors. It really is.
And I think that keeps us all grounded when your family's surrounding you, and it doesn't let the ego get ahead of it. And I think those people, I know many people don't enjoy Tom Brady, but I have great respect for him because he really sent a message back to the Patriots, and it was like, yeah, it was him. You know, he had a lot to do with it because he turned this team around in one season and went to went right into the finals.
Yep, you know, right into the Super Bowl.
Right into the Super Bowl. So I mean, how do you do that unless you're really good at what you do?
He's the best of all time. Yeah. He is. He's the best of all time. There's nothing else to add about it.
And add that he's aged in this industry.
And he's not done yet. He wants to play till he's 45.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Isn't there another player who played till 49 just as good as him? I can't think of his name.
Yeah, it's escaping me right now. Yeah. But some of the best quarterbacks of all time, like Joe Montana, Dan Marino. Yeah. So, there have been great quarterbacks in history. And even the one right now who people are expecting to really have the torch passed off to him after Brady's done,
Chiefs,
is Pat Mahomes.
Yep. Chiefs.
So, but Brady just beat him. So, but right now, as of this moment, Brady is, in my opinion, he's proven that he's the best to ever do it.
I totally agree. And I think,
as crazy as it makes me to admit that, it's true.
I understand. It's really hard because after a while, it's just annoying that he wins all the time. It's like, can you let somebody else win?
But you got to give credit where credit's due.
You do. You really do. And his team was like really close knit. And I love the way he is the epitome of a leader. And he takes his team where it needs to go. And he really turns everybody on his team into great players, as far as I'm concerned, because they play as a team.
Right.
They don't play singular. Something I look forward to my Jets doing instead of, you know, showboating all the time is maybe we should play as a team. It is a team sport. So I'd like to see them do that.
Yep.
And a little less dancing in the sidelines. But hey, that's just me. I'm like, behave. Where's your mother? I got to talk to her. It's amazing. And Pat Mahomes, oh my God. He's 24 years old, 25 years old, and he is amazing. He has like five people tearing at him, and he's calm as can be. And he holds that ball to the last minute. One of the throws I saw him do during, I think it was one of the games before the Super Bowl, and he was being tackled. He was on his side, and he threw the ball, and it was perfectly thrown as he was going down. I mean, you have to be good at what you do to be able to do that. And it was just, it was beautiful, and it landed.
I felt bad for him in the Super Bowl because his offensive line and his defense, especially just getting smacked with penalty after penalty after penalty.
Oh, some of them weren't right.
Some of them weren't right either, but
they were bad calls.
But still, they had a great many of them nonetheless.
Yes.
And his team just didn't show up for him. And you saw how hard he was fighting, but he was all alone out there.
Yeah.
So I felt bad for him.
Yeah. They fell apart, which was unfortunate because the game before, that defense was unstoppable.
Yeah.
Something happened. They just something rewired on them, and it just didn't work. And that's how it works in sports.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know, a few different changes, maybe a couple extra hours sleep, they might have looked like a totally different team. So,
yeah, who knows?
And you can only do so much, mm-hmm. you know, but he was in there. He was in it and he was trying.
No,
but
you
could see his frustration level as the game progressed.
Absolutely.
So 100%. I felt for him. I really did. You're listening to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Lorianne, and we will be right back with Michael. We'll have more discussions about Yapping Yankees and this great host of this podcast. I'm really looking forward to speaking more about it. Stay tuned. Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne is brought to you by Northwell Health. Visit them online at northwell.edu. Well, welcome back to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Lorianne. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to hear more about, please email us at healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com or follow us on social media at healthylifestylewithla. We got lots and lots of stuff up there going on, and just having a real good time with that. So, and feel free when we are live to drop us some comments during our live shows. So, Michael. You
yes.
are the host and founder and brainchild behind Yapping Yankees. So why, you know, the thing that keeps crossing my mind is why a podcast and not a live radio show?
So I just thought podcasting would be a fun thing to take up right after college. I mean, I know I don't really have like a time limit on it, like whenever I want to stop doing it, or I guess just go on the fly when it comes to that.
Right.
But, you know, radio's, although that is definitely an aspiration of mine to be on the radio as a sports talk show host someday.
Sure.
You have to accumulate your experience and grow to that.
Yeah,
someday,
so which one is, day IFAN?
What was that?
One day IFAN?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be good.
So it's and that's really what I'm doing in the radio industry right now, just accumulating my experience even more so after all the work I did in college.
Right.
And still doing my own work, which is also great on its own right, creating your own content on the side while you can. So that's just keeping my broadcasting skills just really sharp for whenever that opportunity does come, whenever it may be. So podcasting just really seemed like a really, really good next step to take, like right after I finished college.
Sure.
Just a really fun thing to do on the side, too. Just talking about the Yankees, which is something I love to do. And I was already very knowledgeable in how to get my own setup from all the work I did in college. Very simple setup.
Sure.
I'm, you know, very efficient at recording, editing, promoting.
True, all of it.
putting together my own format for the show. I learned how to do all of that with the two shows I had at the radio station in college.
Right.
So I just took those skills that I learned from college, applied it to my show. And I just thought for the time being, for however long it's to last, I hope it lasts for a long time and possibly even a profit can come out of it. That'd be even nicer.
Monetizing your podcast.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. So if that could come out with that, and that's even better, and maybe I'll stick with it for even longer. But for now, it's just really a good next step, an appropriate one after my college graduation. And almost 2 years later, it's awesome to still be doing it. And it's just a part of me accumulating that experience to take that next step in my career, you know, regardless of what it may be.
I really like that about you, that you look at all facets of your industry, and that you're really trying to hone those skills and hone your craft while doing it. So having fun, doing a topic that you are so passionate about. You even have a shirt on today that's Yankee-based.
Yep.
And I noticed that. You didn't think I noticed this morning, did you? But I noticed that. And I also love that you're bringing it to the next level. When you're watching, because you produce a lot of these shows, mine included, what are the like major mistakes that newbies make on radio shows, podcasts? What do you see that's very obvious across the board?
As far as mistakes people make, like when they're recording or going live or what have
you? Yeah, things, you know, like I know one of the things is you got to have a topic. You need to know where you're going to go. You need to know what you want to express. And I want to talk about your format of Yapping Yankees in a second. But what do you see as the most common error that people make doing this, be it live or be it podcasting?
From the time in my mentoring in college that I saw when it came to other people doing shows and I guess sometimes, but people, you know, this radio station here, people are much more efficient at it. But when people come here at new shows, sometimes they experience some, you know, like rookie struggles per se. And that's fine.
We all go through it.
Exactly. When you get on the radio for the first time, you do anything broadcasting wise, you're going to have some difficulty in some areas. It's only natural.
You know what I learned? Don't take yourself seriously.
Exactly.
Have a lot of fun.
That's the one thing.
Because we're human. You got to show your human side.
That is definitely one major thing. Some people seem to see it as just like a chore or a job or something to be extremely, extremely nervous about. Radio's fun.
Yeah, it's
like
fun.
Like me and you, we're just sitting here talking, having a grand old time.
Yeah, it's a conversation.
Exactly. Yeah. We're just sitting around relaxing. A mentor of mine in college always put this sort of thing in my mind. He said, because whenever we'd be like around a round table and we'd be talking about our subject in our class, it was a broadcasting class, he said, just make believe it's just you and them like at the bar having a beer talking sports.
Yeah.
He's like, it's just nothing, just have fun with it.
And that's exactly what I tell, not having a beer, but...
Me neither, I hate beer, just a sort of, you know, example.
Some kind of a libation.
Right.
But I say that to my potential guests and you know, you see them, how nervous they come in. And I was like, I promise you, I will take good care of you. It's just a conversation. So we set them up with purpose to look, so I look right at them and they have eye contact with me the whole time. So that allows them to be conversational. And every time, what do you hear at the end? Oh, that wasn't bad, right?
No. A lot of them walk out of here saying they had a blast.
Yeah. And we do have fun. And that's why I do the pre-interview work that I do. And like you do, I'm sure. So what is the format of Yapping Yankees? And you're on Facebook, you're on Instagram, you are on YouTube, right? And we really want to get those YouTube followers up.
Yes. The platforms it's available on are YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and SoundCloud.
Right.
I push YouTube a lot because YouTube is just such a massive listener platform or viewing platform.
Yeah.
Just anybody wants to look up something or find something, where do they go? They go to YouTube.
Yeah.
So it was really important for me to get on there. And I got onto YouTube about maybe 8 months after I started Yapping Yankees. I finally got it onto YouTube. I'm up to almost 300 subscribers on there right now, and there's
nice.
A really cool policy on YouTube that if you make it to 1,000 subscribers and this thing called watch hours, like 4,000 of those, then you have an opportunity to be monetized.
Nice.
So I'm really pushing YouTube for that reason, and also just because it's such a common platform that people use.
Yeah.
YouTube's just so massive. So it's on all those four, YouTube specifically.
And you know why I like the YouTube as well, is I can listen to podcast after podcast after podcast.
Exactly.
So you know how you binge watch like Hulu and Netflix and things like that? I binge listen and sometimes watch YouTube channels.
Yeah, just go to the channel and then all the episodes
and yours
are there.
Is audible. It's not video, right?
Yeah, it's just audio. I want it to be like a true like podcast, like radio sort of a thing.
Yeah.
So that's really how I want it to be.
Weird, because you're in radio and you want it to be like radio. So strange.
Yeah, I know. So weird, right?
See how that works there.
Weirder that works.
I connected those dots all by myself.
You did. But after it goes up on all four of those platforms, I try to blast it all over my social medias as much as I can, especially to Twitter, because I actually happen to have a decent following on there. I have a few thousand followers. I'm around 3,500 now, so... That's really awesome. A lot of fun on Twitter. A lot of cool interaction on there. But I also blast it out to Facebook, to Instagram, and just really push to have it seen. I get at least a few hundred listeners on every episode, which is a fine base
to have. That's a really nice base.
Yeah, it really is.
And the consistency is important, and you have that consistency on your podcast. Where do you get your topics from? And so walk us through the format of it.
So when I was first formulating a plan for Yapping Yankees as far as the structure of the show, I definitely wanted to start out with like an intro, welcome to them to whatever episode, say my name, the host, because of course, who the hell is doing the show? They want to know who's doing the show. Just map them out, remind them to follow me on social medias and where the podcast is available on and blah, 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 all of that. I also actually give shout outs at the beginning of each episode to these big baseball platforms that have made themselves pretty known over social media that actually like retweet and just share around my shows whenever they come out, the new episodes and everything. And to show appreciation from them doing that, just like helping to spread the word about the show.
Yeah.
I actually shout out like maybe a little like, I don't know, like 3-sentence little liner thing, a little shout out that I do for each platform at the beginning of each show.
Nice.
Just to show my appreciation for that.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah, and then I set the table for the show in the introduction. I have a social media interaction segment where I'll either post a poll, an open-ended question, or just do a Q&A on Twitter and Instagram. I'll do that on.
Nice.
I have a new episode that comes out every Sunday, which is also when I tape and edit and release it, of course. And I do the social media interaction segments on Saturday. I post those on my Twitter and Instagram accounts. Lots of people interact with that. On any given question I give out, whether it be a poll or open-ended question again, or if they submit questions to me, if it's to be a Q&A, and I answer them all. I give my opinion on the question, and I give shout-outs to the people who interact with the segment and reply and or give questions. I shout out their handles, whether it be on Instagram or Twitter.
Right.
I read out their response. I respond to it. So it's almost, it's in a way sort of like taking callers on a regular show, except you're reading responses on social media and responding to them. So a social media interaction segment, it's a lot of fun.
That's cool.
That takes up a beef of the show. And then after that, to round off the show, I have Yankees news. Anything that goes on in the Yankee community that's worth mentioning, any news that comes out, any and all news, I'll run through it and give my takes on it. And during the season, this isn't the case during the offseason because there are no games, but during the regular season, I also do something called weekly recap. This is after news. This rounds off the show during the season.
Right.
Where I go through the games throughout the past week, talk about some of the big moments, talk about the scoring plays and what I thought about certain things in the games. That segment's usually a little quicker. During the playoffs, I delve even more into them because it's even more important in playoff time.
Sure, of course.
So the weekly recap gets even more attention in those shows. And the episodes usually come out to be, I don't know, it's safe to say anywhere from like 50 minutes to an hour, hour and five.
Nice.
If it's like a show where the Yankees get eliminated from the playoffs and I have an absolute meltdown, it'll probably be about an hour and a half. But
I know the taping of my show is always so sad after those days.
I know. After the Yankees got eliminated by the Rays this past offseason in 2020, that episode was probably about an hour and 35 minutes. It was a long time, but it's entertaining. A lot of people like when I rant, evidently.
Yapping, so. Yankee ranting and meltdown.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's really cool. Do you when's opening? Opening season.
So the
opening day.
So opening day for the regular season is April 1st.
Okay.
And actually tomorrow on the 28th, there will be the first Yankee spring training game.
So exciting. Exactly. I always wanted to go down to Florida for
I did
that.
Too. I've never been to a spring training
game. Oh my gosh, you have to.
Yeah, I have not been. It's not going to be this year because of all the craziness.
And you need to podcast on site when you do that.
I would do that. Okay. I bring my equipment.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
awesome.
You need to do that. So we need to make that happen.
Yeah, yeah. I would do that.
Yeah.
But I've never been to a spring training game, but nonetheless, I'm so amped to finally see the Yankees back on television tomorrow in an actual game after all these months. This is like one of my favorite times of the year, hands down, when baseball returns. There's spring on the horizon, better weather coming, especially after all the stuff that's happened with the snow and just nonstop. It will not stop. So,
well, that's good Yankees, for my skiing. That's so good for me having to go to work.
Right, exactly. But seeing the Yankees back on television and baseball kicking back up again and getting back into gear, it definitely helps the mindset to sort of escape the dreadful winter.
Yeah.
And I just can't wait to see him play again. I'm cautiously optimistic, like I am with every season, because I just hate having my heart broken. But
understood. But what's your prediction for this season? You think they're getting their act together this year?
I really do. They did a solid job acquiring depth this past offseason, got a lot of good pieces for the bench, and guys like Jay Bruce and Derek Dietrich, which is like a secret signing that was just announced a couple of weeks ago. They addressed the starting rotation with Kluber and Taillon, although those guys come with risk, but they have enormous upside to them. But they do have risk with recent injury history, but I have high expectations for them. I think they're going to work out really nicely.
Yeah.
They addressed the bullpen by getting Justin Wilson back, really solid sidearm right-handed veteran Darren O'Day. They re-signed DJ, which was very, very important.
Yes.
Probably the most important thing.
Rounded it out, right? Rounded the team out.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was imperative that they get him back. So they did quite a bit of work this offseason, and they were very financially efficient in doing that because the owner, Hal Steinbrenner, son of very famous owner George Steinbrenner, imposed the luxury tax threshold where he didn't want the team to spend over $210 million with the payroll this year. And Yankees general manager Brian Cashman did a very nice job with staying under that payroll and still doing a lot of work this offseason.
Yeah.
So I'm pleased with their offseason. I'm cautiously optimistic because I hate getting my heart broken, so I'm just mentally preparing for that.
No, I think they're going to deliver for you. But, Michael, I think they're going to deliver. I want you to have a positive mindset.
Exactly, but yep, I was about to add that this year, though, I really do believe that they have the pieces to win the World Series. They just really, and this cannot be stressed enough given what's happened the last few years, but they must stay healthy.
Yes.
Just stay on the field and you will see what this team can do.
Yeah.
Just stay on the field. Be
healthy.
That's
what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing.
Yep.
Oh, wait, I heard it from you. So, yeah, no, it's great. I'm really looking forward to it, too. Like you, it sets off spring. It's exciting. I love watching them play. I really do. I love going to the stadium.
Even just watching them warm up in spring camp when they first report. Just
it's
like,
amazing,
just
right?
Just like doing batting practice.
Yep.
It just gets me so
hyped
up.
Yep, and that starts tomorrow. So
Spring training games tomorrow.
Yeah, yep. So I know what you'll be doing tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to be recording the show and watching the game while I record and having a great time. That's what
excellent.
I'll be doing.
That's excellent. I love it. I love it when you have a good time. You're really talented at what you do, Michael. And I don't just say that. I really mean it. You know, you've been amazing here. Love your podcast, Yapping Yankees. Again, where can they find it? On YouTube?
You can find it on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and SoundCloud. There is a new episode every Sunday night. You can obviously listen to it at any point throughout the week that you want until the next episode comes out the following Sunday, but it is, I assure you, if you are a huge Yankee fan and you want your dish on everything Yankees and you really want a lighthearted, fun podcast, but yet very informative podcast to listen to, then Yapping Yankees is your go-to. Go ahead and listen to it, and I assure you, you'll have a great time.
What's your why? You know I ask everybody this question.
My why is because I have so much passion and love for the Yankees. I love also just giving people fun content to enjoy when it comes to the Yankees. I love just providing people with fun Yankees talk, fun Yankees discussion. There are a lot of people out there that do shows that, you know, they put out false information or they're not really just like
accurate,
up to par with
it.
Exactly. And it's really important to just have a great time with it. I have so much fun with Yapping Yankees. The second you listen to it, you should get that impression. And I love talking about the Yankees so, so much. And also, this is what I hope to be a bridge or a step on the high staircase that should be the pursuit of my radio career, whether it be a sports talk show host, whether it be through this podcast, if it's to get like legit monetization someday,
right.
If it's to commentate with the Yankees maybe someday, which
right.
would also be
wow, that
unreal.
Would be great. Yeah.
So just whatever it leads to, because I'm not
definitely put that on your vision board.
Yep. I make plans, but not too specific, because you know life can throw anything at you and it could just throw things off in the matter of a second. So
well, the best people who are prepared for change are fluid. They're able to go with the waters, you know,
right,
and
right.
they ride the tide. So, and that's definitely what you do. But I would definitely put that on your vision board and have that as something, as an affirmation every day of that you are somebody who's going to be announcing for the Yankees. So I look forward
awesome.
To seeing that. I really do.
That'd be awesome.
I also
so, yeah.
look forward to sitting in the box while you do it.
Yeah.
Wait, I just put that in there?
No, I'll get you in there. So that's my plan. That's general planning, but not too in depth, because of course if something happens in life and it gets totally derailed and you're like, oh my God, what do I do now? So
yeah.
just planning, but not too in depth necessarily.
So let me just get a qualification here. So Yapping Yankees higher or lower than Italy?
Oh boy, that is an unfair question.
Higher, lower than food? Good food? Tough
boy.
Ones, aren't these tough the, ones?
You're asking
these are all
Italian,
your passions.
Asking an Italian these questions is so unfair, Lorian.
Yeah, I love it, when you start speaking Italian. And
so unfair on so many proportions. But
how many times you been to Italy?
I've been to Italy 9 times.
Nice.
I went in 2000, 2003,
favorite
2010.
Place.
My grandfather's town. Where we stay.
Which is?
It's called San Giorgio Lucano. It's in the region of Basilicata. It's right above Calabria. And that's where my grandfather grew up. And that's where we stay mostly for the trips that we go on. And that just, my heart is there. I love that place. I feel close to my grandfather. This is on my mom's side now.
Right.
My mom's dad, who also passed 10 years ago. I feel close to him when I'm there. It's just, I have tons of friends and family there. Lots of each, lots of friends, lots of family.
It's a different feeling over there, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah. Like it just like my mindset and everything when I'm there is just, it's so different. And I love it there. It's just getting away for a while, just being in the mountains and just really in the agricultural true part of Italy.
Yeah.
It's and I've been to the big places too, like Rome. I've seen the Vatican. I've been to Venice. Like I've been to the big places. Yes. Worth noting, but
yes, yeah.
Also just being in the agricultural, just the legitimate, just part of Italy where you're away from everything. Really, where Italy is truly Italy. There's just something so beautiful about it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Favorite
love
gelato it. Flavor?
Panna. It's basically vanilla.
Vanilla. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but because vanilla is my favorite ice cream.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
Yeah,
so. Me too. I love it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good. But I also like the lemon. I don't know. They yeah, just, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh, but I got to be honest with you. Even flavors, ice cream flavors here that I don't like, I like it with gelato because gelato is just, they process their milk so differently over yes. there. There's something so different and delicious about it. It's
yeah.
just amazing. So
yeah.
it's, Italy's just an amazing place.
I love how they eat. Yeah, I totally agree with you. But follow Michael on Yapping Yankees. Make sure you check him out on YouTube. Apple Podcasts,
Spotify, and SoundCloud. And also follow me on social medias, please. My Facebook fan page is at Mike Scudero NY. Scudero's Scudiero. I know a lot of people have trouble spelling that.
It's true. And it'll Twitter. Be up here on our Facebook. So
yep.
if you don't know and you didn't spell it right, you could just do that. Just Google the Yapping Yankees. He comes right up.
Yes. And Twitter is at Mike Scudero. And Instagram is Mike Scuds 97.
Oh, so. My gosh. Michael, thank you so much for being on and sharing this with us.
Oh, and thank you for having me on, Lorianne.
Absolutely a pleasure, Michael.
Awesome doing this and multitasking with producing the show. Too.
You're
it's awesome.
Good at it. You're good at it. There wasn't even a skip here. Thank you all for joining us today on Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. My heart is always lifted, as is Michael, for spending our time with you and
yes.
that you choose to do this. You have a lot of choices in the world, and to be here with us means a whole lot to us. So you have a very great week. We will see you next Saturday, same time, same bat channel. In the meantime, thank you for joining us on Healthy Lifestyle. I am Lorianne Kasdia. Until next time, play a higher role, serve a higher purpose, show up for you, and show up big.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.